to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live. Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sairam to all of you out there. Invoking Bhagwan's presence, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action, in which we bring you Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Today is 14th of May and the time right now in our studio is 10 minutes to 12 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And it's a warm and fine afternoon here at Prashant Lamashram, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. As part of today's segment, Service Love in Action, we will come to know about a silent service project happening in the villages around Puttaparthi. And this project is the Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam from Prashant Nilayam. So today's segment is a conversation with the convener of this project, Colonel Sundar. Colonel Sundar is the convener of the Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam since the time it was started by Bhagavan on 23rd November 2010 during the occasion of Swami's 85th birthday, that is just 5 months before Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi. Colonel Sundar served in the Indian Army for 25 years before he took premature retirement on 1st October 1991 as per Bhagavan's directions. A postgraduate in electronics and telecommunication engineer and an MBA, he subsequently served as a consultant in the small and medium scale industry. He also had a stint as a quality assurance consultant for Tata Teleservice Limited, where he designed their quality management system. An active worker of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the past four decades, Colonel Sundar has been a Sevadal member of many Indian states like Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Assam, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Delhi, and has worked in more than 100 villages in these states as part of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. And today, he will be talking to us about the Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam project in Prashant Nilayam. Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Thank you.
Inspired by Bhagwan's message on selfless service, that is, love all, serve all, manava seva is madhava seva, that is, service to man is service to God, we have named this segment as Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we talk to Swami's devotees and Swami's students and come to know about the service activities in which they are involved and listen to their experience of being involved in service activities and get inspired. So today we are very happy to have you with us, the convener of the Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam. And we want you to tell us about this selfless and unique project that's happening in Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Let's start from the very beginning. When and why did the project start and why it is named as Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam?
Firstly, Raghu, I want to thank Radio Sai for giving me an opportunity to talk about this unique and wonderful project. Now this SSS NAP, it stands for Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam. It is an independent cause center operating directly under the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Mm-hmm. Nitya means forever.
Yes.
Okay. Everlasting. Eternal. Anna, as you know, means food. And Dana means charity or donation. Padakam means project. By definition, it is therefore an eternal project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was launched by Swami on 23rd November 2010.
Okay.
On his 85th birthday. 5 months before his Mahasamadhi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a project where Samuhika Bhojanam, you know, community lunch, is being served free 365 days in a year to 31 nodal villages in the Anantapur district of Andhra Pradesh, India. Now, you must have heard about the Sri Satyasai Mobile Hospital.
Yes, yes.
Now, they are providing free medical service in 12 nodal villages every month, and Satyasai Ishrama Women's Welfare Trust, 8 nodal villages.
Mm.
Annadhanam is being done in these 20 villages.
Okay.
And an additional 11 villages nearby.
Okay.
These villages are located about 25 to 30 kilometers away, and one or two odd cases, 40 kilometers.
Mm.
They are away from Prashanthi Nilayam. And they are in the 5 mandals, you know, of Anantapur district. That is Puttaparthi, Kottacheruvu, Bukapatnam, Nallamada, Chenna Kottapalli, and Odicheruvu mandals.
Wonderful. So from past 4.5 years, every day a sumptuous lunch is provided to villagers around Puttaparthi, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice, very nice. Now, I am sure this will call for a meticulous planning every day, right, sir?
Yes.
So please elaborate on the planning that happens, and also please tell us who are the volunteers involved in this project and how does the work unfold every day?
Bhagwan has given me the unique privilege of being the convener of this project. And I am working full-time, voluntarily, as its project director. And I am responsible for the project's successful implementation. I function from an office which is located below the IT center in Prashanthi Nilayam. I also have a part-time assistant who's a Sevadal volunteer. He's based in Lipakshi, that is 60 kilometers away from here.
Mm.
And he keeps coming down to Prashanthi Nilayam off and on. A cookhouse has been provided to me with 10 gas burners and a deep freezer by the Satyasai Central Trust for cooking the food. This is located in a shed besides the Ishramba Trust cookhouse.
Inside Ashram, Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram.
Yeah. And behind the N4 block within Prashanthi Nilayam. This shed also adds up, you know, as a ration store and a meeting hall for the conduct of satsangs and meetings.
Yeah.
There is a fixed menu which was approved by Swami before his Mahasamadhi, consisting of plain rice, annam, dal, pappu, onion and potato, dry vegetable. It's called kura or pallyam, pickles, and buttermilk.
Okay.
And this is cooked in the SSNAP shed in Prashanthi Nilayam. When we initially started this, we gave them, you know, sambar rice and curd rice.
Mm.
And the villagers were not too happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got back to Swami and said they are not liking it.
Mm.
Swami was there at that time. Okay. This project started 5 months before his Mahasamadhi. So then he said, okay, give them what they want.
Mm.
And that's how this menu came about. And this has been going on now for the past 4.5 years.
So the villagers wanted rice and dal.
They want this, you know, the traditional kind of meal.
Okay.
It's a full sit-down meal.
Yeah.
You know, they sit down and they are served food with love. Now, I have also been given 2 Tata 407 trucks. One is for carrying the utensils, another one for carrying the cooked food.
Mm.
And every week, I get 21 Jain Sevadal members and 21 Mahila Sevadal members.
Mm.
And these Mahila Sevadal members are transported in a bus to the designated Annadhanam village for the Samuhika Bhojanam. These 42 Sevadal members, they come for Prashanthi service every week from different states of the country.
Yes. From the Prashanthi Sevadas who come, 41 are allotted
42.
To you. Okay.
42, sometimes less, sometimes more. Mm. It depends.
So they keep changing every week, right?
Every week I get a fresh batch. Every week I get a fresh batch. States like Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, sometimes they do duty for 1 month, in which case I get them for 10 days.
Okay.
Now, I have been provided with a staff consisting of a storeman and a cook. Storeman come cook. And there are 3 cooks. All of them are on salary.
Okay.
They cook meals every day for the Annadhanam. And they also proceed to the village every day along with the Sevadal one cook a day,
okay,
on a rotational basis, mm, to assist the sevadar.
Mm.
I don't draw any salary.
Mm. Yes, you are doing it voluntarily.
I am doing it for pure love of Swami.
Yes.
Now the two shamianas, you know, large tents, are pitched in each of the 31 SSNFP villages,
mm,
every day by a paid contractor.
Okay.
Along with suitable serving tables and tarpaulins, this enables the villagers to sit and have their meals comfortably. They, mm, sit down and have their meals comfortably. The quantity of food to be cooked every day depends upon the number of villagers who are likely to attend the annadanam.
Mm.
These figures are based upon the village electoral rolls. We also get a feedback from the school headmasters and the village representatives, as well as we got statistics of the previous annadanam which we've done there.
So what are the figures like, sir? How many villagers?
It's averaging about 800 villages per day. Sometimes it is 1,500, sometimes it is 1,200 also, one,
okay,
village.
1,500 also?
Yeah. Oh. On 8th, we'll be going to a village called Kondakamala.
Mm.
And that will be, strength will be around 1,200. It could be 1,200, it could be 1,500 in, mm, between. But not all the villages, two or three. Like. Now, for each villager guest per head, we have worked out a scale of rations.
Mm.
140 grams of plain rice, 25 grams of dal, 12 grams of cooking oil, 107 grams of vegetables, which includes 56 grams of potatoes,
mm,
18 grams of onions, 25 grams of tomatoes, 8 grams of chilies, all this. Obviously, the scale has been worked out over a period of time.
Mm.
10 grams of pickles and 100 grams of buttermilk, which is 66 grams of curd and 44 grams of water.
Mm.
All these fermentation combinations, you know,
okay,
we worked out over a period of time. Mm. Now, this dry as well as the fresh rations, we procure from vendors on payment. I am allowed to spend 5 lakhs of rupees every month. This includes the cost of the dry and fresh rations.
So this money comes from central
trust. Central trust, yeah. Central trust space. Then we have nothing to do with the South Indian canteen. This is independent. It comes, mm-hmm, directly on the central trust. Diesel for 3 vehicles. We pay for the cooking gas and the salary for the staff. This includes the 3 drivers also who drive these 2 trucks and 1 bus.
1 minibus.
Mm. Electricity and water is provided from Prashantilayam pool free of cost. As of now, I am restricting my cost to approximately 4.5 lakhs of rupees every month, which works out to approximately 17 rupees per villager guest,
mm,
per day, all inclusive,
okay,
including the diesel, the salary, everything.
Mm. By villager guest, you mean the villager, right?
When I say villager, he's a guest.
Yeah,
so we call him a villager guest.
For you, it's their guest, yes.
He's Atithi Deva Bhava.
Yeah.
For me, he's God. For me, he's Swami.
Swami says they are the Narayana, so
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
called,
yeah,
Narayan Seva.
This is not exactly Narayan Seva. Narayan Seva, you know, you go searching for poor people,
mm,
and then give them food. Here it is, the whole village comes, you see.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
So, that is why here everybody comes. You know, the Darida Narayan also comes, the Lakshmi Narayan also comes.
Mm.
Village has its own structure, you know. There is a upper class, the middle class, and the lower class. So you will find the zamindar sitting with the laborer also.
Mm.
So, you know, that also happens. So far we have served about 12 lakh villager guests over the past 4.5 years. 12 lakh, mm, people we have given this annadanam.
Yeah, so you said 31 villages in a month.
Yes.
So these 31 villages are fixed every month.
They are fixed.
And the days also are fixed.
Days are also
so
fixed.
So the villagers will know when, which day, which village.
Exactly.
Everything they will be knowing.
Exactly, they know. For,
mm,
example, today the village is called Chellapalli.
Mm.
And the name of the village is Chellapalli. That is on the 6th of every month.
Okay.
We go to Chellapalli.
Uh-huh.
Now tomorrow is Gangireddipalli.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 7th of every month, we go to Gangireddipalli.
So the villagers will know, they won't cook the lunch.
No, they don't cook the lunch. They wait.
Yeah.
They consider it as Swami's prasadam.
Correct.
And they consider it as their privilege to, mm, receive it.
Even the shamiana, everything will be erected on
everything
that
is all, mm, set beforehand.
Yeah.
When we go there, the shamiana is ready. In many cases, the villagers are also ready. They are, uh-huh, waiting.
Yes.
Because we reach there by about 11 o'clock and they know that the food, the prasadam is coming. That's how they look at it. Now, as far as the sevadal is concerned, how this all begins, you know.
Yeah.
42 sevadal members, 21 mahilas and 21 gents who are allotted to annadanam. Firstly, they undergo a detailed briefing by me,
mm-hmm,
in the annadanam shed at 3 p.m. on the day prior to the start of their duty. This briefing, which lasts for about an hour and a half, covers the duties of each and every Sevadal member and what is expected of him or her.
Yes.
Now, this is very important because here, you know, each person is serving food. We cannot sort of do a generalized briefing and leave it to the leaders to handle it.
No.
Because each person has to serve food. So I insist that the entire group comes because every person has to be briefed. Every person must know exactly what he's doing.
Yes.
For example, one person is there only to serve the papu in one group. One person only the vegetable, like that.
Yes.
Duties have been decentralized. No, although they have the briefing the previous day, their routine begins only the next day.
Yes,
at 4 a.m. in the Annadhanam shed. And they get together to chant Omkaram 21 times. Followed by Sai Suprabhadam. And they chant Om Shri Sai Ram 108 times. This lasts approximately half an hour. After that, the Jan Sevadal proceed to assist the cooks to cook the food for the day. And the Mahilas proceed to cut the vegetables for the day. In the meanwhile, at about 5:30 a.m., you know, a group of five Jan Sevadal, they proceed to the South Indian canteen. We have a cycle rickshaw. the cycle rickshaw they take to the South Indian canteen to fetch breakfast for the Sevadal.
Okay. Huh.
And they return by about 6 a.m. 5:30 they go, come by about 6 a.m. with the breakfast.
So the breakfast for the 42 Sevadals.
42 Sevadal. And they come. Then the staff also shares. Staff is also there, you know. Staff also shares this breakfast because they are also there from 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
The cooking of the food is normally over between 6 and 6:30 a.m. The gents as well as the Mahila Sevadal then proceed to their accommodation, freshen themselves up and return to the Annadhanam shed for the breakfast.
Okay.
And after the breakfast, at about 7 a.m. or so, the gents Sevadal load one Tata 407 truck with utensils and water. Even water we have to take because there is an acute shortage of water in the villages. By 7:15 a.m., the gents and the Mahila Sevadal are seated in the shed for a study circle.
Okay.
Which is basically a leadership come motivation program. The study circle or satsang, as it is popularly known, is a spiritual orientation program where the Sevadal, many of whom are new to the organization, are given a bird's eye view of the Satya Sai Seva organization's ethos, its objectives, code of conduct, and related spiritual matters. The emphasis is on how to experience the formless Swami through sadhana now. The form is not there. So how to reach the formless? That is what we discuss. After the satsang is over, the Jan Sevadal load the second Tata 407 truck with cooked food. Then both the groups are given final instructions by me for the duty of that particular day. After which they chant the Sai Gayatri 3 times. Followed by Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu 3 times. And then the two trucks and the Mahila bus move off by about 10 a.m. Now, I invariably accompany the Sevadal groups in their trucks whenever a Sevadal group changes, which normally occurs once in a week or 10 days. I also attend the Annadhanam in big villages where the feeding strength exceeds 1,000 villager guests. In the Annadhanam village, a shrine is set up by the villagers in the Shamianas, erected by the Shamiana contractor. When the SSS NAP team reaches the village at about 10:45 a.m., a very respectful, loving and warm welcome is given to them by the villagers. There is a village Annadhanam in charge, provided by the Satsai organization. He provides a manpower in the form of Grama Sevadal, and they assist the Prashanti Sevadal, you know, in tasks like cleaning the dining area thoroughly, setting up the shrine, provision of water for cleaning of hands, etc. All this the Grama Sevadal does. In a number of villages, the villagers lead the Annadhanam team to the shrine in an organized, disciplined manner, singing bhajans accompanied by musical instruments. In the shrine set up by the villagers, the Prashanti Mahila Sevadal group join the villagers in singing bhajans. The gents Prashanti Sevadal in the meanwhile starts unloading the food and utensils from the trucks and arranges the cooked food in buckets and utensils on 4 serving tables on the gents' side and 4 serving tables on the Mahila side. What you normally find, you know, in these, when you have these marriages, you know, you have these long tables. The Annadhanam starts at about 11 a.m. Then food is served by both the Prashanti Sevadal groups to the followers in a loving, dignified and respectful way on aluminium foil, use and throw plates.
Okay.
Gents villager guests and Mahila villager guests, they sit in separate lines within the shamayanas. There's a separate shamayana for gents and separate shamayana for ladies. Maximum stress is laid by me on serving the food in a clean and hygienic way, with no restrictions on the quantity of food served. This we call as plate service. The Prashanti Sevadal groups also have their food, group-wise, along with the villagers, at about 12:30 p.m.
Okay. So the Sevadals will have their lunch.
They have their breakfast here,
okay,
but the lunch is there.
With the villagers.
With the villagers. Mm. If I go, I have my lunch also there.
Nice.
Plate service comes to a close between 1:30 and 2 p.m. after Aarti to Bhagwan. We take the Aarti there.
Mm.
Now, after this plate service is over, if there is any food left over, which could cater for more than 100 persons, the Annadhanam team moves to a neighboring village for distributing the surplus food.
Okay.
This is called parcel service.
Mm.
Now, if the surplus food caters to less than 100 persons, then we distribute food in the same village. We don't go to another village.
Okay.
The parcel service, you know, the villagers who come there, they usually bring their own plates and vessels. There's no shaman out there.
Oh, yes.
They just queue up and they take the food. Parcel service is closed at about 3:15 p.m. and the Annadhanam team moves back to Prashanti Nilayam by about 4 p.m.
Mm.
On their return to the cookhouse, both the Mahilas and the Gents Sevadal groups clean up all the vessels. The big ones by the gents and the smaller ones by the Mahilas.
Mm.
And leave their Annadhanam shed by about 4:30 p.m.
Mm.
That's the routine.
Wonderful. Very nice. In fact, what I conclude from what you said about this project is, it's not only seva for the sevadas, but it's coupled with the sadhana also.
Yes, right, yes. Sir?
In fact, I had come with you to the hall where you conduct the satsang sessions, and it was really very energetic, and with full zeal you conduct the sessions. So, you please tell our listeners about the satsang sessions that you conduct in the hall, and how you motivate and inspire the sevadas.
Well, ultimately, it's all Swami Sankalpa. That's how this has been going on for 4.5 years now.
Yes, yes.
Now, after the loading of the utensils truck is over, you know, that is in the morning, when the Sevadal is loaded the trucks, they finish their breakfast, then they load the utensils truck by 7:15. Then both the Sevadal groups assemble in the Annadhanam shed at about 7:15 a.m. I take the attendance of the group, followed by a bhajan each from both sides.
Okay.
Then the study circle begins.
Mm.
This interactive session is conducted by me. So what I do, to start with, I divide the Sevadal into 4 study circle groups. 2 on the gents' side and 2 on the ladies' side. And make them sit in a circular fashion to increase eye contact between the participants and, you know, the better interaction. I then ask the groups as to what they would like to discuss during the satsang in the coming days. I note down the requirements so that I am able to address them during the 1 week when they are on duty with me in Annadhanam. I then initiate the discussions with fundamental questions like, why do we need God? Why do we have to put in efforts to understand God? How to experience the invisible but omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God? The role of Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Imsa in realizing our own divinity. The fundamental objectives of the Satya organization, and as to how the Sevadal should go about achieving the same. This group discussion lasts for 20 minutes, during which period I move away from the shed, so as to allow the Sevadal to discuss the topics freely amongst themselves without any inhibitions. Now, once the group discussions are over, each group selects a speaker who comes and gives the views of their groups on the subject. No speaker is allowed to speak more than once. Everybody has to speak, regardless of whether he's a villager or illiterate. Okay. Everybody has to talk.
Okay.
It's compulsory. That's how I give them confidence, you see. Public speaking.
Yes.
Now, I attend these presentations when these speakers are there and give my elaborate explanations based upon Swami's teachings. And I keep interacting with the audience all the time. It's an interactive session.
Yes.
The next topic is then given to the groups. Process repeats. That is, 20 minutes is given to them. They discuss. They nominate the speakers. They come and talk and I interact with them. Now, slowly and gradually, over the next 1 week of the Sevadal duty period, we go deeper into the subject of spirituality, discussing the 9-point code of conduct in detail, silent sitting, soham chanting, chanting of 21 omkars, chanting of Om Shri Sairam 108 times, jyoti meditation techniques, and even how to attain moksha.
Okay.
All as per Swami's teachings.
Mm.
On any one day of the Sevadal duty period, at 4 a.m., I also come to the Annadhanam shed and give a demonstration of 21 omkars, chanting of Sai Suprabhatam, Om Shri Sairam chanting, and jyoti meditation.
Mm.
Incidentally, I did that today with the Tamil Nadu Sevadal group.
Okay.
I was there at 3:45 in the morning, and the demonstration is over by 5 o'clock. We don't talk at that time. It's just a run-through of the entire procedure. At each stage of the discussion, I explain to the Sevadal as to what is there in spirituality for them, and as to how they will benefit in their day-to-day life. I also quote examples from my own life. As I make the discussion extremely simple, the groups participating in these discussions with great enthusiasm, as you must have seen that day.
Yes, yes, I saw. Nice.
There's a relaxed, free atmosphere.
Mm.
And it resonates with laughter, correct, happiness, joy, and a lot of love.
All were clapping and all the other day, I saw.
It's very invigorating. I know, I get invigorated.
Yes.
So what to talk of the rest of them. Now, I also talk about the miracles taking place in Annadhanam and tell them that if they put in sincere efforts during the Annadhanam, Swami will definitely reward them with some unique experience or the other. Since October 2011, in the Annadhanam shed, Swami has been manifesting several times, off and on, Vibhuti, Amritam, Akshada and Kalkand on his photographs, as well as on his chair. On his chair, turmeric powder and Vibhuti has come.
In fact, when I came to the shed, I saw in Swami's photos, there were Vibhuti and Kumkum.
Yes, I made a special effort to show it to you there. Okay. He has also been manifesting plenty of Vibhuti on a small idol of Lord Ganesha many times. There have been occasions when there was a big queue, of Indian and overseas devotees for several days to witness this event of that Ganesha being plenty of Vibhuti.
Okay.
We used to clear it and again it should come. Clear it and again it should come.
Wow, wonderful.
That's how it used to happen. Nowadays Ganesha is silent. Okay. Now, this has happened many times. The garland on one of his photographs, we put a garland on his photograph in the morning. By the evening, it has extended by about 5 feet.
Oh,
can you
nice.
Beat it? This has happened several times.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So we know, Swami is saying, I am there, Nenu Nanu.
Yes.
Okay. We normally keep the daily attendance sheet pads, one of the gents and one of the mahilas on both sides of his chair. Once Swami manifested Vibhuti on these attendance sheets.
Oh, wow.
This was when Sikkim Sevadal was on duty.
Sikkim state. Sikkim. Okay.
All this happens when the Sevadal is there, by the way. Once, the cooks put 6 kgs of salt by mistake in 20 kgs of cooked dal. They were puzzled. And they added Vibhuti in the dal and the taste got totally rectified.
Oh, my God. It would have been more salty.
Yes.
Otherwise.
Vibhuti, the problem got resolved.
Oh.
There was no time to cook the dal all over again.
Yeah, correct.
So then we prayed to Swami. This is what happened. Once when the Kerala Sevadal was on duty, a Mahila Sevadal fainted while the group was chanting Om Shri Sairam. When she recovered, there was kumkum all over her hair and on her sari. Later, she underwent a successful heart surgery in the super specialty hospital in Parthi. She came to tell me that.
Okay.
This kumkum was probably an indication of events to come. Now, there's a village called Venglama Cheruvu. There, the word Om got formed on Swami's photograph in Vibhuti during the Annadhanam. There was a new Sevadal member, Mahiladal. She was puzzled and she froze when she saw Bhagavan physically walking and blessing the children.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she was new Sevadal. So she didn't know anything about Swami. So she was just, wondering what is happening. Now, Swami has manifested Amrit on his photograph in a village called Marala. After the Annadhanam for 1300 villagers, an aarti was over. Swami attended the Annadhanam at Gunipalli village the very next day, and his footsteps in Vibhuti could be clearly seen below his photograph.
Oh, nice. Wow.
That was Gunipalli. Now, such manifestations have taken place in 24 out of the 31 Annadhanam villages. Mm. Not once, but twice, thrice, even four times.
Wow.
It has happened there. So, Swami is encouraging us, you know. He's saying, I am there, go ahead, go ahead. Because the task is an exhausting task and laborious task, and you're traveling 25 kilometers and in the sun, and now the heat is, you know.
Now it's very hot in the summer.
Very, very hot. And the Sevadal go with tremendous enthusiasm. Mm. They don't want to miss out a day.
Correct. Every day, 365 days in a year, and it starts right 4 in the morning.
Yes, that's how it goes.
Yeah, nice.
So Swami has to, you know, sort of tell us, look, I am around, don't worry.
Mm.
Now, there's a small temple in a village called Mamilakulta. There's a bell in the temple, you know. Whenever we went there for Annadhanam, before we distribute the food, the ladies, Sevadal, you know, they sing bhajans. When the bhajans are on, the bell moves on its own.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. When the bhajans are on. When the bhajan stops, the bell stops.
Bell stops, yes. My God.
And then after the food has been served and again we have aarti at the end, again the bell starts moving and stops on its own.
Oh, nice.
This has happened four times in the village.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine the kind of happiness and joy it gives. The temple in the Mamilakulta village is a small one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no scope for the bell moving due to wind or anything.
Okay.
What I mean is it genuinely,
correct.
It does move. Mm-hmm. So these sort of things keep happening in the Annadhanam.
In fact, this shows Swami's presence everywhere.
Absolutely.
And it motivates the Sevadals to do more and more, right, sir? This is one of the factors which inspires them.
So actually, you know, the motivation of the Sevadal starts even before their duty begins, during the breathing stage itself. When I lay down three rules for them in Annadhanam. The first rule, laugh. Show all your 32 teeth.
Okay.
And nobody should have a castor oil face.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Everybody, I tell them, you have come here leaving all your problems behind at home. So these 1 week, you just concentrate on Swami and enjoy.
Yes.
And everybody has to laugh. That is the first rule in Annadhanam.
In fact, when I came, I saw all laughing. All were very happy with full energy.
Infectious, you know. Laughter is infectious. And I have told them to perform the duty without any fear. Absolutely no fear. I keep assuring them that I am the last one to report against anybody. They should come up with their ideas also without fear or favor.
Yeah.
And I'll appreciate that. Then any good work done has to be applauded. The second rule.
Okay.
And everybody has to clap. We have a system. Anybody who comes late, we put a separate mat outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's called a VIP. Because only VIPs come late in India, no?
Okay.
He or she sits on that mat outside.
Uh-huh.
And when the satsang begins at 7:30, when they come inside, they are all welcomed by the group, the heavy clapping. And they are supposed to acknowledge. So there's a lot of laughter and fun.
So whoever comes, they should act like a VIP.
They act like a VIP. But let me assure you, the next day they don't come. They don't come late. they don't like to be.
They get embarrassed.
Embarrassed. And everybody comes to know. And the third thing which I tell them is, always do your very best. By doing your work systematically and with discipline. Not only in Annadhanam, but also back in their towns, cities and villages.
Yeah. Do the best. God will take care of the rest.
Take care of the rest. I tell them, look, if you're a father, be the best father in the world.
Ideal.
Mother, best mother. Devotee of Swami, best devotee. Doing your work in Annadhanam, it has to be top class. Nothing less than top class. That is all. And in that, everything gets included. Discipline, coming on time, you know. all of them is clubbed in. Okay. You know, I take care to see that whatever I encourage them to do, I do myself. I set the example first.
Correct. That's very important.
And ensure that I myself demonstrate integrity between thought, word and deed. And I leave them with no other choice but to bring about a change in their past attitudes and become better human beings. They don't stand a choice. So, that's how it goes. In the beginning, the Sevadal always have a feeling that the satsang would be boring. But as the sessions progress, You know, by and large, people have a wrong impression that spirituality means a dry subject. It is not that.
Right.
Spirituality is designed to bring ananda.
Mm.
You're supposed to, get into the state of
spirituality
ananda.
Is fun.
Spirituality is fun.
Yes. Correct.
Spirituality is ananda. There is nothing serious about it, you know.
Mm.
So initially they all come with a lot of fear, meditation and this and that, and they're all afraid. Then as the session progresses, they get so much interested that they get ignited and fired up, to march in their goal towards achieving Swami's missions, They go back. Many of them are new, by the way.
Yeah.
And they go back fired. This is what happens.
In fact, as I said, this project is more beneficial for the sevadas who are involved in the project, I feel.
Yes.
Than the villagers. They get to see the both sides of spirituality, that is, seva and sadhana, which should go together.
Immediately after Bhagwan's Mahasamadhi, when the Mahasamadhi took place, in fact, I was ready to take the food to the villagers on that very day.
Okay.
On that very day, when Swami attains Mahasamadhi, work has to go on. That's what Swami says, Work never stops. I still remember very distinctly when the summer course was going on in Whitefield. At that time, the message came through that Mother Ishwaramba had attained the divine lotus feet. Nothing stopped.
Mm.
The summer course went on. Yeah. He didn't stop anything. So I drew a leaf out of that book and I said, even if Swami's physical form is not there, the work has to go on.
Mm.
And that day we took out the food. The police stopped us because there was too much of a crowd. As far as the Sevadal members are concerned, now as you said, it's a training for this. You see, at that time when this happened, there was a sudden drop in the number of people coming for Sevadal.
Okay, yeah.
Now I require 21 gents and 21 ladies.
Just after Swami's
Mahasamadhi. Just after Swami's Mahasamadhi, I had 4 gents.
Okay.
To do the duty. But we carried on.
Mm.
And at that time I used the Grama Sevadal to distribute the food. The villagers there.
Yeah.
So the next batch which came, the next batch said, sir, you manage with 4 people. Why are you insisting on 21?
Mm.
21 gents and 21 ladies. I said, look, I will get Annadharma with or without you. But you have to get trained. It is you people have to understand as to how to go about it.
Yeah, correct.
And now slowly the states are realizing that this is basically a training for the states.
Mm.
And this Annadharma is getting duplicated now all over India.
The Sevadals get a chance to go to the villages and see the condition of the villagers.
Exactly.
As they say, India is 70% of villages, right?
Yes, yes.
In fact, when you are talking about this, I am reminded of the Sri Satyasai Gram Seva that happens in Swami's University during the occasion of Dasara festival for about 10 days.
Yes.
We boys take Swami's Prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes and distribute it to the villages around Puttaparthi. And we get a chance to see the village, right? Otherwise, if we are studying outside, we don't go to any village, remote village.
Absolutely.
In fact, in Gram Seva, we go to villages where there is no proper road, where there is no proper access to go for the vehicles. But still, we go there and see the condition. After graduating from Swami's University, this Gram Seva inspires us to do Seva in our own places, in our own capacity, whatever it's possible.
Yes.
So similarly, in this case also, sir, can you share some things like how the Sevadals, after doing this project, after being involved in this project, have gone to their own places and made some drastic changes in their lives? Is there anything like that?
Yes. You see, the Sevadal members, they are drawn from several states in the country. They interact with the villagers, with great love and affection, even though many of them do not know Telugu. In fact, most of them do not know Telugu.
Mm.
Love and affection comes through even without the language. This is truly an exercise in speaking the language of the heart.
Yes, correct.
And because the stress during the service activity is on serving the food with love, care and respect. This is the Atithi Devo Bhavad. For us, they are living embodiments of God.
Yes.
So many Sevadal members have stated that although they have been coming for Prashanti Seva for several years, they have not had such a unique and unforgettable service opportunity like Annadhanam before. Many of the new Sevadal members who come for Prashanti Seva for the first time, they go back motivated to carry forward Swami's mission vigorously in their towns, cities and villages. The experience is so enriching that many of them break into joyous tears before leaving Prashanti Nilayam with a heavy heart. They don't want to leave.
Yeah.
They want to continue.
They want to continue.
Some of them have said, no, we'll stay back in the villages. I said, what will I, how will I answer your husbands? You know, some of the Mahilas say. In addition to the Seva being an unforgettable experience, the program has also contributed substantially towards national integration. Many Sevadal members feel very strongly that doing service to Narayanas in the Annadhanam villages is the greatest gift given by Swami to his devotees. Also, they feel that they are not only getting a beautiful opportunity for Seva, but are also getting to know a lot about Swami and his teachings through the daily satsangs conducted during their duty period in Annadhanam.
Yes, sir.
They also learn how to cooperate with each other, resulting in doing their work unitedly, smoothly, and in total ananda. On the final day of their duty, which we call bye-bye day, we call it bye-bye day, each gents and Mahila Sevadal is required to come in front of the audience, which comprises of the outgoing as well as the incoming Sevadal, and state in 2 minutes as to what he or she would do on going back to his town, city or village.
Okay.
Each Sevadal is thus encouraged to speak with courage, even though a majority of them come to speak for the first time in their lives. Many of them are from villages, you know, and many of them are illiterate, who have never set their foot outside their homes.
Yeah, correct.
And imagine they are coming and talking. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
All of them make one promise or the other when they come, 2 minutes, you know. And by the way, they are given very strict instructions there that you are not going to praise me.
No.
It's not going to be a vote of thanks. Okay. And you are not going to talk about miracles. Okay. And at the end of the seva, you are not going to touch my feet. This also I announce, you know. No, they all, you know, I said, that's not important. What is important is to do what Swami says.
What changes it has got in them.
Yeah. So all of them make one promise or the other that they would regularly do Omkaram Suprabhadam, regularly attend bhajans, nagar sangeetans, become Balvikas gurus, do grama seva, in short, work for the betterment of their lives and future generations. It's very heartening. Many of them who have come to Prashanti Nilayam for the first time, they are talking like this. And they're talking and in front of an audience. Now, in our country, Mahilas are generally not given an opportunity to express their views, you know, their ideas, etc. Whereas Annadhanam gives even illiterate Mahilas an opportunity to come out of their fear and gain self-confidence. So this is something they all develop when they go from here. Many of the hesitant speakers today, you know, I'm confident they will thunder and roar from the stage in front of audiences one day, talking about Swami.
Yeah.
That is my dream. And that will happen. Okay. I see the enthusiasm amongst them. Lot of enthusiasm they got. Only it has to be channelized. That's about all. Overall, each Sevadal feels motivated and ignited to move forward in their spiritual quest. Spiritual quest, that is Jnana Marga. And they leave Annadhanam with Ananda. Now, 4.5 years have gone by. More than 225 Sevadal batches have come from all over the country, consisting of about 9,500 gents and Mahila Sevadal members. And they have all undergone this leadership come motivation program. Now, this is the replicable model. As a result of the richness of their experience, as seen by the several district and state level office bearers who also come for the Annadhanam, they are participating in the program. Many states have started implementing this program. Okay. Quite a few states, Maharashtra, for instance, Sikkim, and like Wardha in Maharashtra, they have started this combined program of mobile hospital and Annadhanam, combined program. This is wherever the mobile hospital goes, the Annadhanam also takes place.
Yeah.
Now, this sort of process is now spreading throughout the country. This is happening. Now, many devotees, you know, Indian as well as overseas, they are closely following the Annadhanam team and they are involved in doing a lot of good towards improving the school village infrastructure of the Annadhanam villages. They are doing it silently. In the schools, you will find many of them have got school bags, you know.
In the 31 villages.
In the 31 villages. Many of them are improving the
lifestyle
changes they are trying to bring about in their small way, you know, not colossal or grandiose, but in their own small way they are doing it. Now some of the Anadana members, you know, they go away from here and they mobilize and send groups of motivated sevadals. Groups and groups.
Okay, okay.
And some of them are specially earmarked for Anadhanam. This is Anadhanam mein hum aayenge. But they get absorbed into the general pool and sometimes I have a shortage of manpower. Now, some overseas devotees from countries like Nigeria, Brazil, Hong Kong, Latvia have shown interest in starting this program in these countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come and they've had detailed discussions with me. Nigeria is taking off. How these people have got involved, that is a separate story by itself, which I'll not have the time to narrate now. And all Swami Sankalpa, how it happens is amazing. How people come from all corners of the world is amazing. How they interact with me and how they go back and continue the project is equally amazing. How a person from Nigeria comes all the way to meet me is a story by itself. But that will not fall within the scope of this our discussion. So this is it. As far as the villagers are concerned, they are also, you know, changing. The program has been proceeding smoothly, primarily due to Swami's grace. This Annadhanam, you know, has become very popular in, amongst the villagers, you know. When we go there, they apply kumkum to the trucks.
Okay.
They break coconuts in front of the truck. And then they build a shrine of their own in the Shamiana.
Shamiana.
And in one village, Vedam is chanted by the school children.
Oh, is it? Wow. Yeah.
They chant Vedam.
In all villages?
No, one village.
Okay.
They chant Vedam. And the Annadhanam group is following.
Oh, it's
them.
Like a procession.
Procession. Then from the truck to the Shamiana, chanting of bhajans is also there. Although all villages don't do it. But in the Shamiana, some of the villagers sing better bhajans than our Prashanti Sevadam.
Okay.
Now, they don't treat the food as food, you know. It comes only once in a month. It's lunch. But they consider it as Swami's prasadam.
Correct.
And they consider it themselves extremely lucky to receive the same.
It will be like a festival for them.
It is a festival. The cooking is not done that day in the village. They all wait for the prasadam to come. And by Swami's grade, the food is also very tasty and nutritious as per Swami's directions. And the innocent villagers, you know, many of whom may not have taken such food before, simply enjoy the meal which is served to them with great love and affection by the sevadal. Well, this program has started integrating the villagers, you know, emotionally, irrespective of their caste, creed, status, position, capacity, ability. Started integrating them. Considering themselves as one family, they have started spreading love, peace, and harmony amongst themselves. Villagers' faith in Swami has got reinforced due to the loving, selfless service of the Annadhanam Sevadal. Even in the physical absence of Swami, I would say this has actually grown after Bhagwan's Mahasamadhi.
Okay.
The pure love of the Annadhanam Sevadal, you know, working from all over the country, is motivating the villagers to do something for themselves, for their own upliftment.
Yeah, that's nice. Something for their village.
Their village. Yeah. They are getting self-motivated. They feel that why should we not do something for ourselves, you see? And they are also learning discipline and systems approach, you know, leading to a lot of enthusiasm and confidence in their attitude. Two of the Annadhanam villages have been identified by the Satsai Organization of Andhra Pradesh for the implementation of Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, SSSVIP. This is what has happened.
Oh, this Annadhanam project is a silent revolution that's happening.
Yes.
From Prashant Nilayam, I'm sure.
Yes.
Bringing out so many changes in so many sevadals and also in the villages. And as you said, this is being replicated in many places.
Yes.
So what are the future plans that you are having, sir? Can you state something?
Firstly, whatever is happening is Swami Sankalpa.
Yeah, that's right.
I am absolutely clear on this. We are only Nimitta Matra.
In fact, whatever will happen also is Swami
Sankalpa. It is also Swami Sankalpa. He is the doer.
Yeah, we are just the instruments.
Yes, just the instrument. I don't know whether we are... whether we can call ourselves instruments also, whether we are that capable or competent. Everything moves as per His will. As Swami says, not a blade of grass moves without my will.
Yeah, that's right.
So it is all His will, His sankalpa, His love. Otherwise, just 5 months before His Mahasamadhi, How did he start this?
Mm.
You see, Swami Sankalpa. And Swami definitely knew that he is leaving the body, isn't it? And this is the last major project which Swami has started. After all the gigantic projects, this is the last one. Mm. He could have started it much earlier.
Yeah.
But then why he started in the last 5 months, I think time will tell.
And it's still going on.
It's going on.
Yeah, it's been 4.5 years and surely it'll continue.
See, hopefully yes, of course, ultimately it is Swami Sankalpa. You see, like the Bhajan and the Nagar Sangeetan movement, which began several years back, started in a small way. I had the unique privilege of being a part of it in the initial days. Like that, I feel that Annadhanam also is a project which is going to grow and explode.
Yeah.
Like the Bhajans and the Nagar Sangeetan have grown and exploded. This is going to, I think, take off in the days to come. How exactly is going to happen? Again, it is Bhagwan Sankalpa. Mm. And he alone is a doer. So that's how it goes. So this is not merely a feeding program. Villages are, after all, given only one meal in a month. It goes much deeper than that.
Yeah.
The mobile hospital Annadhanam joint venture. It has to be a joint venture. Now, this concept has entered the hearts of the Annadhanam villagers and winning their confidence. And it is becoming a role model.
Mm.
And this should preferably be duplicated throughout the country, and it's happening in a limited way. I feel that Grama Sevadal should now be recruited and trained in the villages. Annadhanam villages have the potential to develop into full-fledged samitis. And this needs to be examined and implemented over a period of time. The Satisai Vidyavahini project is something which should also be extended to these villages.
Mm.
Because now the mobile hospital has been going to these villages for almost 10 years now.
Yes.
Now we have been going to the same villages for the past 5 years. Now I would say the infrastructure is already there to a limited extent in these villages. The Vidyavahini program, I feel, has the potential to be extended to these villages and it can grow.
Mm.
Of course, the village integrated program is also, there's a large scope for the village integrated program to develop here. And that, I suppose, will be taken care of by the Satsai organization of Andhra Pradesh. It's an organizational activity. But I strongly feel that Vidyavahini must be extended to these villages so that there's value addition.
Yes.
Again, I am not talking in terms of replication. Whatever Bhagwan does, he does as a role model.
Correct.
If he wanted, he could have established colleges all over the country.
Mm.
He didn't do that. Or super specialty hospitals. All over the country. He didn't do that.
All of his projects are like role models.
Just role models.
Yeah.
Just show the way.
For the humanity.
For humanity. Others have to replicate it.
And Swami also didn't use his divine powers to do this.
Yes.
Swami did it in a human way.
Yeah.
And showed it to the world that everybody can do it. It is possible. Yeah.
It is possible to do it. So, I feel that this Annadhanam should be a combined project, for the villages, consisting of the mobile hospital, the Annadhanam, and the Vidyavahini. These three should be clubbed. These three should be clubbed. So because a lot of work is being done, and so much of, I would say, confidence building measures are taking place. Now all we have got to do is extend technology. The youth in the villages, the students in the schools, they can all be motivated through the Vidyavahini program.
Correct.
And if that happens, of course, it's already happening. I feel this should also be extended.
So you are now talking about the 31 villages where you go.
Correct.
So the samitis should come up. That's what you are saying.
Samitis should come up in each of these villages.
And the villages should become independent of these activities.
Exactly.
So that you can take up more villages.
More villages. Yeah. That's it. Ideally, in my view, within 3 years, we should have a samiti in that village.
Mm.
And then we move out more to another village. And then move out to another village.
Yeah, correct.
That is how it should be. That is how, the villages will prosper.
Mm. In fact, that's what is happening with the Sri Satisai Village Integrated Program.
Yes.
They make the villages self-sustain and then they take up
correct.
Another second
That is what
village.
I meant by extending the VIP program to all these villages.
Yeah, correct.
Now, there are 5 mandals. In all the 5 mandals, we got, totally 31 villages. So, totally, I would say average of 6 to 7 villages per mandal. So all of them should be developed to some. Again, we are talking in terms of role model. How this entire systems approach, that is, you have a mobile hospital, you have the Anadhanam, you have the Vidya Vahini. It's a systems approach, you know. Every village should be sort of, should go through this cycle.
Mm. And
the golden age is definitely coming. It's already probably already on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Swami talks about golden age, you know. Golden age is on the way. This is how it will come. If the villages prosper, India prospers. Yes. That's what Mahatma Gandhi used to say. That's what Swami always says. Grama Seva is Rama Seva.
In fact, I am reminded of one occasion during Swami's 60th birthday. This happened in 1985.
Yes.
Swami's 60th birthday. Swami went to one of the villages nearby. The village is Amegunda Palayam.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami took few students also with him. And Swami gave a small discourse to the villagers and the students. And Swami said, see, in Vedas it is said, Sahasra Shirsha Purusha. That is, God has thousands of eyes.
Correct.
And Swami said, India has got thousands of villages.
Yes.
And these villages are like my eyes.
Hi, Ram.
So Swami said, see students, you should protect my eyes. That is, protect my villages.
Mm.
So go to the villages and
serve
and develop the villages. That's what Swami said.
If this Anadhanam project is going on, fine. Yes, the divine is very much there. Nothing happens without the divine will. Everything is Swami's will. Sahasra Shirsha Purushat, Sahasra Akshas Sahasra Bhat. He says, I've got 1,000 eyes, 1,000 hands, 1,000 feet everywhere. What does it mean basically? It means he is existing in Daiva Manusha Rupena, in the form of human beings. So it is not that God is somewhere sitting, you know, he's in the Samadhi and that's about all. No. He is everywhere. So the Annadhanam, if it is running properly, it is because of the divine who is residing in the hearts of everyone. When I say everyone, this Annadhanam project is not something which can be done alone. There are so many people. I get the unstinted, you know, cooperation of the trust, central trust. I get the unstinted cooperation of the secretary. I get the unstinted cooperation of the finance department. Why the South Indian canteen has a big role to play. There are so many invisible people who are working.
Mm.
The cooking gas people, or for that matter, the vendor who is supplying the vegetables, the vendor who is supplying the dry rations.
The sevadals.
The sevadal is the most amazing part of it.
Mm. From different states.
From different states. Why the organization, such an organization, you know, the state presidents who are taking keen interest. We all work together, then what results is a beautiful, you know, flower, you know, emitting the fragrance of love.
Which we offer it at Swami's lotus feet.
And we offer it at Bhagwan's lotus feet. So, it certainly cannot be a one-man show. It is not a one-man show. At any rate, I am not the doer. So, he is a doer existing in all and getting his work done. These 4.5 years have gone by and I have had an absolutely free hand in running the Annadhanam. Nobody has interfered. Nobody has tried to be negative. And I've got an excellent staff who's working with me. I will be failing in my duty if I don't mention about them. Because 4.5 years have gone by. Day after day, the same food they are cooking.
Mm.
And never has it ever got spoilt. It is as tasty as it was on the first day. It continues to be tasty even today.
Mm.
So, as I said, everyone has a role to play if the project is running well.
Thank you very much, sir. It was very nice talking to you. Thank you for coming to our studios and sharing with us about your experience and about the Sri Sathya Sai Nityanadanam project. Silence.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samastaloka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samastaloka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samastaloka Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the segment Service Love in Action. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony.
As part of today's segment, Service Love in Action, you all heard a conversation with Colonel Sundar, the convener of the Sri Satya Sai Nitya Annadana Padakam. I hope you all liked this conversation and came to know about this project. In fact, I was really amazed to know about this project, which is silently going on in Prashanthi Nilayam, from Prashanthi Nilayam to about 31 villages every month. They are serving food for 31 villages every month. And it's going on 365 days a year from the past 4.5 years. Please send us your comments, suggestions and feedback about this conversation. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. And now it's time for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang with Prema and Arvind. Placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign off for today. And this conversation which you heard was just part one of the conversation. There is another part of the conversation which I'll be playing for you next week. Jai Sai Ram.